The content of this program is meant for educational purposes only, because knowledge is power. However, the controversial subject matter discussed may not necessarily reflect the views of this station, its management, staff, or its advertisers. The Power Hour has been in existence since the turn of the 21st century. The need for independent media is more critical than ever as people search for the truth. For the past 20 years, the Power Hour has focused on subjects which inform and educate about the real challenges we face as a nation. Join us as we discuss the Constitution, current events, and natural health solutions with the best experts on radio. Learn from some of the most insightful commentators you'll find in talk radio. Now, here's your host of the Power Hour, Dave Krieger.
And a pleasant, good Tuesday morning to you. It's 1 minute after the hour of 7 a.m. Central Time. At the bottom of this hour, Jonathan Emord, constitutional attorney running for Senate in Virginia, is going to be joining us. Ed McCabe will be coming up at the top of next hour, and we'll be talking about OxyLift and OxySulfur, and we got a deal on that. For those of you who want a deal, let's make a deal. Y'all like that, right? You buy either an OxyLift or OxySulfur and get an OxyLift for free. That's our OxyLift BOGO promo today through Friday only while supplies last. And when they're out, they're out. So when the Power Mall opens up in the next hour, that would be 1 hour from now, you can call up and start ordering, or you can go online right now if you want to beat everybody out and get yourself one of those things. We've already set it all up on the computer, so when you check out, you got this, right? Looking forward, obviously, we have today's top five stories. The big news today is former President Donald Trump again, along with 18 other co-defendants indicted by a grand jury in Fulton County, Georgia. Last night, in relation to the former president's efforts to dispute the 2020 election results in the swing state of Georgia. 98-page indictment charges President Trump with 13 counts, including violation of the state's RICO Act. Racketeer influence in corrupt organizations. Now, that's a reach. It really is. It's a reach. Conspiracy to commit filing of false statements, conspiracy to commit forgery in the first degree, solicitation of violation of an oath by a public officer. I mean, this is some pretty stupid. They're really, you know, and Fannie Willis, the DA, you know, this is really funny and weird at the same time. The official court website of Fulton County, Georgia, published what appeared to be an indictment against Trump Monday before deleting it. Somebody put it online before anybody got to see it. Bizarre, unexplained act that at least one critic says violated Trump's constitutional rights to due process. Reuters first reported the document had been filed and then had to update its report when the document was removed from the court website at the office of Fulton County District Attorney Fannie Willis. And of course, she denied an indictment had been issued. But yet it was up there, and apparently Reuters saved the article, saved what it found. So Fulton County puts it out there. Oh, don't be surprised if they don't attack it. I'm talking about Trump's attorneys. 18 co-defendants. I mean, you should see the list of people. It's, I mean, given the four-person granting interviews on MSDNC, oh, yeah, we're going to be indicting a lot of people. She had no business talking about that, and that could, right there, a court could listen to this and go, uh-uh. Sorry, but you people obviously do not know how to run a grand jury. This is a three-ring kangaroo court-type circus. This is stupid. It's nuts. RICO, I mean, seriously, I think what they were doing was what Fannie Willis probably learned in law school, which a lot of attorneys learn in law school, is what we call the spaghetti noodle theory. In other words, you got a whole handful of spaghetti noodles that are cooked, right? They may be a little sticky, right? And you throw them at a wall, each one of those noodles is a charge. and you throw them at a wall to see which one sticks. That's what we call shotgun theory. In other words, you hit him with a, 13 count indictment, and maybe he'll plead down to one. and then we can stick it to him. Yeah, we could say, aha, we got him. See, that's what this is all about. Throw him off his political footing again. Oh, trust me, they're going to vigorously fight this. Again, now we got four lawsuits, four criminal complaints going on. I mean, you got the lawsuit, defamation, that's out. You got to pay money for the defamation suit. Because he gets accused of not being able to keep his hands to himself. There's other presidents out there right now that are gropers. You see anybody come after them? No. Hey, we got a president who's a hair sniffer. Have you ever seen a president sniff people's hair before? This one? Yep. Come on, man. Yeah. Let me sniff your hair, man. Yeah. I sniffed Ashley's hair. Bet you did. Yeah. I want to see her diary, Joe. Is it in there? I want to see Ashley's diary. Somebody give me a copy of that so we can read it out loud on the air. How about that? Would that be a total embarrassment? Joe, we're not going to forget it. I mean, for anybody whose daughter writes in her diary that daddy diddled me in the shower and had inappropriate relations with me in the shower, and we trust him as president? Really? Sorry, but I can't shake it. I can't let that go. I just can't. Pedo Joe. Just can't. Oh, wait, that's a disgrace. You're disgracing the president of the United States. How'd you do a thing like that? Call him as they see him. Strike. Hey, you're out of there. Yep. U.S. prosecutors went back on a plea deal. According to what Hunter Biden's lawyers are saying, they reneged on the plea deal reached with Hunter Biden. Because what they're saying in a new filing. Yeah. Prosecutors said in a recent filing in the case previously headed to a resolution that would see Mr. Biden plead guilty is now poised to go to trial because the plea deal fell through. Now, you see, even if he gets convicted, daddy will pardon him. Don't you worry. This is how the corrupt Biden administration works. And it's so corrupt and insensitive that when Biden was asked about the deadly wildfires in Maui, which now we have at least 99 dead and an incredible destruction. But guess what else is going on? All the investors are swooping in, trying to buy up all that land that burned. Yeah, you knew that was going to happen. Oprah, everybody else, I'll bet you they're buying up all the movie stars. Everybody that's got money's in there trying to buy up from all the locals and turn Maui into one of those 15-minute cities. Huh. Boy, there's, makes you wonder whether it wasn't directed energy, huh? What could cause something like that? Why are certain buildings standing when other buildings aren't? Why are trees standing when buildings next door are burned up? How's that possible? Huh. How is it that other wildfires hadn't started in other islands in the state of Hawaii? Why Maui? Why Lahaina? Why Kula, miles away? Why there? Why those two different locations? Why not Kaanapali? I mean, that's where all the major hotels are. Why not there? Well, maybe because half of corporate America's got a hotel there. Maybe that's why they didn't use directed energy weapons in that location. No, look at Lahaina, man. That's a gold mine, man. All we got to do is just burn the place down and all the investors will swoop in and take over. Maybe that's what's going on. You watch. Just watch the outcome. Watch what happens. I mean, Josh Green, the governor of Hawaii, is already, soured on everything. He's not happy with the reporting. I mean, the Hawaiians are even complaining about the reporting in the news. And, how do we know they're not out to diss the Hawaiian people. You watch. That's our top five news stories for today. It's amazing how we can put them all in order. That's right. By the way, later in the week, Jack Cashel, the author of Untenable, A True Story of White Ethnic Flight from America's Cities, gets his book talk canceled. We'll talk to him about that. Gregory Wrightstone will be back on the show talking about the left panicking after Biden admits he's practically declared a climate emergency. Come on, man. Thursday, Priscilla Roman. She's been on the show before. Wonderful lady. She's got a lot of tips for you, especially if you're looking for senior care or an advocate. Dr. Brian Artis will be joining us as well. Brian's been on the show before. He's been fighting this jab situation. Friday, Dr. Robert Abel will discuss eye health and what makes advanced eye complex CS different from other eye supplements. Of course, if you're not listening to the Power Hour by phone, if that's the only way that you can listen, the official number is 631-359-8232. If you're not on that number, you might be getting billed for it. If you want to get a free email newsletter, you go to thepowermall.com and click on the newsletter tab. Thepowerhour.com, do the same thing. You get promotional show announcements, products updates, news, all sorts of good stuff. We're also on Substack, thepowerhour at substack.com, .substack.com. The paid content is classic Joyce Riley interviews, which we use to keep ourselves on the radio. Can you blame us? And we appreciate you shopping the partners tab. Just let us know when you do it, right? Moving right along into world news, 11 minutes after the hour, 7 a.m. For those of you clock watchers out there who are slurping your coffee, heading out the door, hopefully you'll keep us on. Poland is putting around 10,000 troops on the Polish border with Belarus to defend itself against the threat from the Wagner mercenaries now based in the neighbor, which is a Russian ally. And of course, they paraded them down the streets of Warsaw the other day, thousands of troops and tanks in a show of military strength. Well, whoop-de-doo. What's going to happen now? Russia's in the process of equipping its new nuclear submarines with hypersonic Zircon missiles. Zircon missiles. You got to love that. That's a new technology. Zircon. Warning, Will Robinson. Warning, Zircon missiles approaching. Yeah, the head of Russia's largest shipbuilder told the RIA state news agency in an interview published on Monday, multipurpose nuclear subs of the Yazin M project will be equipped with the Zircon missile system on a regular basis. Gee, I feel like I'm watching Flash Gordon all over again. Dr. Zarkov. Yeah, the Zircon missile. They should have named it the Zarkov missile. We all said, ooh, Flash. Dum, 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 dum. Ah, you know, that one. The Queen did the song. Well, we're just living in the space age, aren't we here? United Shipbuilding Corporation's chief executive mentioned that work in this direction is already underway. Yazin-class submarines, known as Project 885M. Why are they allowing this guy to get on there and babble? Nuclear-powered cruise missile submarines to replace Soviet-era nuclear attack subs as part of a program to modernize the Army and the fleet. See everybody saber-rattling again. This is what they do prior to some, you know, and this is the thing. I always go back to Hunt for Red October. When they're sitting there talking, you got the ambassador to Russia is talking, you know, and he's talking to the United States chief counsel to the president, and they're sitting there going back and forth. Wars get started this way, Mr. Ambassador. Your guy does this to our guy, and our guy does this to your guy, and next thing you know, we're in a full-scale war. It's like, okay, tit for tat. Yeah, let's do a little saber-rattling and see. Well, you know, a lot of you will say, no, you know what? I'll believe it when I see it. Others are going, uh-oh, this is not good. So it just depends on how you look at things. Glass half empty or glass half full, right? The U.S. ambassador to Australia, Caroline Kennedy, she's not Schlossberg anymore. She's indicated in comments to the Sydney Morning Herald that Washington might be open to a plea deal for WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange that could keep him from being extradited and imprisoned in the U.S. for exposing U.S. war crimes. Gee, how nice of that. Wink and blink and a nod, of course, you know, rejected Australians' concerns when he visited the country, claiming Assange was charged with a very serious criminal conduct, and we're going to get him because he exposed us. He pulled our pants down and spanked our fannies right in public. We can't have that. Gee, and Edward Snowden's still hanging out in Moscow. Right, comrade. Yeah, Just like you want to go after Snowden. Snowden, pull your pants down too, only he really exposed you. He exposed your shortcomings, didn't he? Yeah, pedos don't care. They don't care if you can see their shortcomings as long as they get satisfied. They don't care, right? So here's the thing, wink and blink and a nod. These people are idiots. If they think that, you know, Russia is going to allow them to get away with anything. I mean, you've got Russia and China that would just like to see D.C. turned into a nuclear parking lot. Oh, Iran especially. You know, see, that thing, we haven't even gotten to that part of it yet. That's really ramping up. I mean, just imagine if the Iranians got nuclear warheads, how that would fare for D.C. and New York. I mean, they already took down the Twin Towers. What's stopping them from wiping out the rest of the city and turning it into a nuclear waste dump? Would we be any better off? That's the question. A lot of people are shaking their heads going, yeah, we probably would be, especially if Congress was in session when it happened. Yeah, I know. Think what you will. You know, all we can do is just pray. Just pray about it, that God can rescue us from this nonsense before all hell breaks loose, because there's a good chance it will. History repeats itself, and those who are ignorant of it are condemned to repeat it. So saith George Santayana, one of my favorite philosophers. In U.S. news at 16 minutes after the hour of 7 a.m. Central Time, outrage as illegal immigrants get housing priority over Boston's long-standing homeless camp. Oh, what did you expect? What'd you expect? Of course they're going to get, they want to make them voters. That's what they want. They want them to vote in the next election to make sure they secure democratic process, right? That means Biden gets reelected. And when he dies in office, which he might, I mean, we've had, you know, at least one president die in office so far. Why not make it two? History does repeat itself, right? Then you know who? Chlamydia Harris will be president. Oh, wouldn't that be fun? And she can get on all those electric buses and start laughing like the goofball she is. So I call her chlamydia. She's a disease. Maui wildfires and the theft of sacred Hawaiian land. Yeah, there's a commentary out we've got a video of from Greg Reese. Now, he reports for InfoWars, so, you know, it's all right. I don't care. I'll share it because it's worth sharing. Because it gives you a chance to look at other news reporters and other commentators' viewpoints of things. You know, because it's really amazing that there weren't any warning sirens. The flames appeared so quickly that escape was difficult. See, there's so many things. And people got into the ocean and stayed there for hours while their homes burned to the ground. The same powdery ash footprint. 1,000 people may have died. We just have only gotten 99 confirmed so far. And the government is not only doing little to help, but they're blocking local efforts to do so and not allowing local donations through. And they're blocking life-saving medicine because it's not federally approved. So the people of Maui are on their own right now. Talk about treading water. So Greg Reese covers that in the video that we've got on our email blast for you, just to give you a little bit of a extrapolation of the events. And no warning. Sad how that works. As some institutions impose mandatory use of preferred pronouns and punish offenders who do not comply, there will be many cases filed regarding that issue, eventually leading to the U.S. Supreme Court intervening on the matter, according to a legal expert. At present, there's a growing number of lawsuits on pronoun usage. Many of these related to K-12 public schools, where teachers have been fired for refusing to address students by their preferred pronoun. How are you supposed to keep track of all that garbage? Here it is, folks. You know, my kid goes to school and doesn't tell his parents that he really wants to be a she. And the teacher has a dress-up closet where he can come in and put on girls' clothes and sit in class dressed as a girl and be addressed as a she. Yeah, what name would you like to be used today? No, you don't look like that name. Let's find a different name for you that's a little more feminine. Make you feel better about yourself. And then, of course, at the end of the day, you have to go back in and change back into your street clothes and go home and don't tell mommy and daddy what we were doing. How do we know that the teachers aren't diddling the students in the trans closet? How do we know that's not happening? We don't. They've been told not to tell mommy and daddy. Or else. Yeah, in Washington State, they'll literally kidnap your kid and turn him into the opposite sex without you knowing about it. And you'll never see him again. And after they turn him into the opposite sex, what do you think's going to happen? They're going to take him and they're going to put him in the sex slave network. And you will never see him again because they will be some pedophile congressperson's whore. That's what's going to happen. So all you Washington parents up there that think you got it made, just think again, because it could happen to you. Then what are you going to do? What are you going to do, you leftist libtards, when all of a sudden it happens to your kids and they disappear and all of a sudden you wake up and go, oh, my God, what have we done? Well, you bought into it. You woke idiot. You bought into it. What'd you think was going to happen? What do you think Satan wants to do? He wants to disrupt the family unit. Satan doesn't care whether you're Republican or Democrat. He doesn't care. Wow. Pronoun issues. Yeah, I still call Nancy Pelosi it. That's my pronoun. Yeah, it is Chatty Cathy. Republican consultants, by the way, are saying that if former President Trump is not the front runner on the ballot and doesn't get put on the ballot next year, it will be a catastrophe for the GOP because, see, all these yahoos out there want to run for public office. They want to run for the president of the United States. They think they could do a better job than Trump. Ramaswamy has moved into second place behind DeSantis. Or ahead of DeSantis now. DeSantis is behind Ramaswamy. You imagine that? The guy just came out of nowhere. Think about that. And he's a practicing Hindu. Just like Tulsi. I don't know. Is that going to make any difference? What god do you worship, Vivek? Which god? Which god do you worship, Tulsi? Which god do you worship? You worship the Almighty, Yahweh? Or do you worship something else? Got to wonder about it. Oh, I know we can say, oh, they're political and they're all, you know, they took the oath and whatever. Doesn't mean anything now, does it? You got all these people that took the oath that swore they were going to uphold and defend the Constitution of the United States and almost all 535 members of Congress, many have written bad checks and God knows what else. A lot of rhinos in there, all in the mix. Yeah, the moderates that blow with the wind. I mean, you know, this is our political bailiwick that we have to face right now. And then we're told, well, see, but your vote matters. And people are going like my late mom, que sera, sera. I don't need to vote. They'll steal the election anyway. See, we can't have that kind of an attitude. Because, I mean, if you're going to give up without a fight, seriously? Think about what our forefathers went through and the decisions they had to make before they showed up on Lexington Green, knowing the possibility would be that many of them would not go home to their families because they would be laying there with a bullet or buckshot or whatever it is, the musket ball would penetrate their pauper's clothing. Because, I mean, the farmers came out. They all came out. Crispus Attucks came out. They all fought and died for what they believe in. We have to ask ourselves that question. Would you be willing to do the same thing? Are you worthy of it? Got to ask yourself that question. RFK Jr. is backing a 15-week federal ban on abortion. Then he reversed himself. Mr. Kennedy misunderstood a question, according to his campaign. He said Sunday he'd support a federal ban on abortion after the first 3 months of pregnancy, but his campaign later said he misunderstood the question. Speaking to NBC from the Iowa State Fair, Mr. Kennedy said, I believe a decision to abort a child should be up to the women during the first 3 months of life, but added, once a child is viable outside the womb, then I think the state has an interest in protecting the child. And he wants to make this a federal situation. Huh. Well, that's what he said. The state actually, you know, here again, we're making abortion a thing. This is what the left is good at, because now you got the pro-lifers screaming at the pro-abortion. And now we're in this little tit-for-tat political thing, and we're getting away from what really matters, which is your freedom. The U.S. Navy, by the way, is now the third military branch of the government of service without a Senate-confirmed chief of staff, as an impasse over the military's abortion policies continues to delay the confirmation process. Yes, thank you, Mr. Tuberville. On Monday, Chief of Naval Operations Admiral Mike Gilday retired from service, stepping down from his role as the top officer for the Navy. So they got one more opening to be filled now amid the Tuberville abortion hold. Huh. That's just sending all sorts of interesting signals to our enemies, isn't it? These people can't make up their mind about abortion. I mean, look how we have been pulled into the abyss with these stupid, idiotic arguments that mean nothing when it comes to your personal freedom. We've always said, you know, that if you're going to, it doesn't matter, because they always blame women for this stuff. You know, I think that's not right either, because it takes two to tango, like my dad said. And if you're going to engage in the act, then you better prepared to pay the consequences. You know which act I'm talking about, the one that they're doing up in San Francisco right now with these driverless taxis having sex in the back of the cab because they can. Driverless cabs driving around San Francisco while two people copulate in the back seat. Oh, isn't that fun? Because they can. Wow. Boy, you know things have gotten crazy in the blue states when they allow that kind of garbage to go on. No shame. The little libtards just do what they want. Sodom and Gomorrah, man. Oh, wouldn't you love to see that happen? Wouldn't that be interesting? Somebody turns into a pillar of salt, and the next thing you know, it's raining hellfire and brimstone. Well, don't worry. Their days are coming. In the Second Amendment scope of things, the Ninth Circuit has ruled that Hawaii's butterfly knife ban violates the Second Amendment. Butterfly knives are protected under the Second Amendment right to bear arms, according to the Ninth Circuit panel ruling yesterday, overturning Hawaii's 30-year ban on the weapon. Believe it or not, yeah. In the meantime, a rioter who shot at Kyle Rittenhouse is facing a 3-year prison sentence for robbery. Yeah, that's right. Joshua Zeminski got 3 years in prison. He was involved in the Antifa-linked Kenosha, Wisconsin riots in 2020. His wife is probably going to get a 20-month sentence, according to what they're reporting now. And, of course, all the earlier charges related to 2020 riots are going to be dismissed. Oh, isn't that wonderful? You see how they get away with it? Well, it's our court system for you. Can't trust them. Jonathan Emord, constitutional lawyer, will be joining us after the bottom of the hour break here in the Power Hour Series.
iComplex CS is a comprehensive natural medicine formula to nourish and heal eye tissue formulated by a board-certified MD ophthalmologist, Dr. Robert Abel. Why you need vitamins for your eyesight? There is a direct and proven physiological connection between the nutrients we put into our body and the quality of our eyesight. Some vitamins for eyesight can be absorbed from the food we eat, but other vital nutrients cannot, especially if you're not eating a daily, nutritionally balanced diet. Additional supplements are essential for optimal eye health as well as your overall physical health. With 23 vitamins and nutrients such as N-acetylcysteine, which is important for removing toxic substances from the liver, this, the most complete clinical strength eye and total body multivitamin available in one supplement. Call the Power Mall at 877-817-9829 or order online at thepowermall.com.
break the bond to Big Pharma. Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour to tell you about the powerful benefits of Strauss Heart Drops. Many people today are locked into the routine of taking multiple prescription drugs. Strauss Herb Company believes that everything the body needs is provided by nature. Strauss Heart Drops may clear congested arteries, restore damaged muscle, maintain healthy cholesterol levels, and flush toxins and metals from the body. They may even be helpful in treating varicose veins. And unlike prescription drugs that are packed with chemicals, Strauss Heart Drops are 100% natural and harness the healing power of herbs like garlic, cayenne, white willow bark, and mistletoe. For the full line of Strauss products, I urge you to call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. And remember, beware of knockoffs. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops.
Just recently, we both started on the lithium balance. I want to keep my memory. My two in-laws are dealing with, the Alzheimer's. They're in their 90s, and I see it. I don't want to be like that, and I've heard you talk about lithium to, you know, improve our memory and keep us up there.
Call 877-817-9829. That number again is 877-817-9829. Buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Listen, one of the things that was not mentioned was the oregadent. That's for when you brush your teeth. You just take it and put your toothpaste on your toothbrush and just take a couple drops of oregadent and put that on your toothbrush and brush your teeth. And I'm telling you, that stuff, once I brush my teeth, I don't want to eat anything for a while. Anyway, it's wonderful. So I use it a couple times a day, and your teeth really do feel so fresh. It's going to help a lot the next time I go to the dentist. So I really appreciate you giving me the heads up about that one.
Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Hi, this is Jay at the Power Mall. I thought I would discuss an item that's very valuable to my personal health and well-being. That product is called Curcumin X4000. Its potent antioxidant properties have been shown to decrease swelling and allow us to enjoy our golden years. Take control over your health today, guys. Order Curcumin by calling 877-817-9829 or order at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
And we're back at 32 minutes after the hour of 7 a.m. Central Time. And of course, we've got one of my favorite constitutional lawyers on the line with us. Of course, those of you watching us streaming live and video this morning, Jonathan Emort is back. Tell me something, Senator. When you get elected, please, would you promise me you're going to continue to come back on this show?
You bet.
Because you always have a platform here, sir. You know that.
Thank you.
Here's the thing. Now we've got, and I was reporting on this morning, Molly Hemingway just tweeted, "Oops, Georgia's Get Trump grand jury forewoman accidentally confirms the recommended charges are bunk." and I'm going, whoa, you know, she already has been in MSDNC granting all these interviews and saying stuff she shouldn't be saying. I mean, that in itself, I'm looking at this thing going, man, where's our justice system now? You'd be thinking they'd be moving for dismissal on all this. And this morning when I read this, I'm going, man, RICO, that's a stretch. And then they published it on the county's website and then deleted it. And it's like, wait a minute, Reuters, they saved a copy of it. It's like, you're so busted.
Yeah.
Where are you at in all of this as far as due process violations?
Well, it's outrageous. This is a situation where, you know, you have two sovereigns that are at each other's throats, essentially. You have a president of the United States who, there's no reason why a president of the United States can't object to an election, and that he's objecting to an election, that he's giving them information that suggests voter fraud, and asking them to investigate it. There's absolutely nothing wrong with that. There's no conspiracy associated with that. There's certainly no RICO violation associated with that. The big problem they have is they have to do the same thing Jack Smith has to do. And it's the fundamental reason why Jack Smith's attempt at prosecution and indictment is also hokey. The reason is, if you assume someone has an intent to be nefarious, that is, if you assume Trump is lying at the start, you can proceed with this, but actually you can't legally, because you need something more than an assumption. You need something more than, you know, a suspicion. You really need evidence that shows that Trump had an intent to lie, that he said, oh, I know the election was legitimate, and I'm going to try to defraud them. We're going to tell them it's false, and we're going to do all these things. You at least need that. They don't have that. They're operating on a whole supposition. Why? Because it's a political motivation. This is not, no prosecutor worth a grain of salt would bring this. These are political things. I mean, the RICO thing is ridiculous, really. It's ridiculous. And the conspiracy charges are also hokey. You do these things when you have no sound foundation in evidence to bring a cause of action against somebody, but you want to hang them politically. This should never be allowed in America. This is what prosecutors swear an oath not to do. The real issue here is not Donald Trump. It's Fannie Willis and Jack Smith. They're the real issue, because if they proceed and can, and are in this case is not dismissed, both of the cases, all four of the cases, you have a situation where the rule of law means nothing, where the elements required for the proving of these causes of action mean nothing, because you're just allowing a political prosecution.
And Jonathan, I've always said that this, all these four cases are nothing but a means to throw him off his political footing, because he's ahead of everybody else in the poll. And of course, his own Republican counterparts are saying, well, you're just running for president, so you can pardon yourself after they get done hanging you out to dry. Yeah, I'm just looking at this going, you people in the GOP, you got your head screwed on backwards. What is wrong with you people?
This is a situation where every American citizen, regardless of their political party, should agree that the rule of law must mean what it must mean something in America, or we are going to have the rule of politicians at the expense of law. That's what this is all about. It's whether political rule can run roughshod over the rule of law to seize and destroy one person. If it can be done against Donald Trump, it can be done against all of us.
That's right. Scary. And of course, now you're running against Tim Kaine, which, oh man, I hope you beat the pants off that guy. He is now supporting increased government surveillance. I mean, it's bad enough that they're violating HIPAA laws. It's bad enough that Facebook has managed to scour information out of multiple hospitals and contain medical information on people that, you know, even the MIB, I don't even think that has any sanctity anymore. And now he wants to increase private government surveillance. What do you think happens when you go into the airport and you put your iris up against those scanners? Everything, all of a sudden, now we got you. We know everything about you. We got your whole medical history in front of us. We know exactly what to do, how to manipulate you, what's going to trip your trigger, how we can kill you, what kill switch we need to push to get it done. I mean, this is pretty scary stuff. I'm just going to the obvious logical conclusion when you couple politics with science.
Yeah, this is an outrage. It's a further example of Kaine's insensitivity to the rights of his own constituents and of Americans. I mean, this guy's willing to violate your rights to support the deep state. Look what he did just a couple of weeks ago in the Catholic Church in Richmond. So we get this bombshell FBI memo that says that the FBI has under surveillance Catholics in the Latin Mass in Richmond because it assumes that they may be collaborating with white supremacists. Okay, this is crazy. There's no probable cause of a crime. They go up to a reporter goes up to Tim Kaine and says, What do you think of that? Probably expecting him to say, well, that's outrageous. That's a violation of their First Amendment freedom of religion.
Any but he didn't.
Reasonable human beings, but he didn't say that. Instead, he defends the deep state. Instead, he says, well, you know, the real problem here is that they should coordinate more. The FBI needs to coordinate more with the leadership of the Catholic Church. There are these white supremacists. He calls them radical traditionalists. He's a bigot. Cain's a bigot. He calls his fellow Catholics who are in the Latin Mass. He's not in the Latin Mass. He calls those in the Latin Mass radical traditionalists.
Oh, hello. My.
No one calls him out on the bigotry. Then in addition, he says that they need to be, that it's okay that they're being investigated. Are you out of your mind? There's no, every American citizen has a right not to be investigated unless there's probable cause of a crime being committed. There is no probable cause. Then when you go to this thing with his own bill he introduced in the Senate, this bill will enable the local, state, and federal officials to engage in surveillance of every patient in America, gathering the information from them, sharing it among bureaucrats, all your private health information, and that also establishes at the federal level a standard of care in every medical emergency. What does that mean? That means that Medicare and all these overseers, insurance overseers of doctors, will push doctors into a one-size-fits-all federal bureaucratic mandated approach to dealing with a medical emergency. We just had that with COVID. Worked well. 1,100,000 Americans died. We want to do that again, a one-size-fits-all approach, rather than allowing doctors and patients to work together in the patient's best interest. So anyway.
Gaines all in
for the deep state.
I know it.
Rights get in the way. We'll just crush them. Deep state, roll on with Tim Kaine at the head of the train.
Yep, there you go. I got some Latin for you Catholics out there. Illegitimus non carborundum est. Don't let the bastards get you down.
Yep.
All right, there you have it. That's about the only good Latin I know. But anyway, I learned that in high school. That's one of the things. You study three languages. I mean, this is why I love the law. Because, I mean, you read stuff like this, and Jonathan, this is why I have a lot of respect for you, because of what you do and how you do it, and the fact that you and I both have the Constitution numero uno in our life. Here's the thing about education. Is there anything in the Constitution that guarantees you the right to an education?
Absolutely not.
Thank you. Boy, yeah, see what I mean? We are on the same page.
Yeah, there's nothing in the Constitution that guarantees you a free lunch, free education, right. Free medical care, or, you know, any other. Free education is just not in the Constitution. That's because the Constitution is a guarantee of your rights against government. It is not a guarantee that government will provide you with things. A value for nothing, quote unquote. What government by definition is a parasite. So it sucks the life's blood out of the most productive private sector elements. Well, if you increasingly have government provide for things that the private sector provides for, you not only destroy the private sector, which is its host, but you also cause government to become gargantuan and rule your lives. So you want free education? Then you give up your freedom to decide how to be educated.
But the big problem we have now is you want to get your kids into public school because it's a great way for you to go out and work to support your family, because they've made it so impossible to live without everybody in the family working that now you have another point about education here that I'm reading in the show notes. And I'm like, oh, this nails it. Remember when going back to school meant literally that, going back to school? Now going back to school means preparing your kids for gender assaults, Marxist CRT, and biological males going into your daughter's restroom while she's trying to use it. This whole system is screwed up.
Yep. You've got to, when you think about going back to public school these days, you got to really think about, okay, what do I need to tell my child so that I can disabuse him or her of the brainwashing that I expect will take place over the next year? And that is the truth. I mean, sadly, these kids are bombarded with a constant barrage of propaganda to lead them to become Marxist revolutionaries. And that is outrageous. We as parents have to deal with this reality that sending our kids to public school is now basically forfeiting your parenting authority. You're giving them up. They're going to sexualize your kids. They're going to tell them that their own gender is not necessarily one that was their birth gender. It can be anything they want. They're going to tell them that everything in America is racist. They're going to tell them that race is the most important thing. They're going to tell them that they don't have a real individual identity, that if they think they're male, they may not be. If they think that they're conservative, they're misled. If they think that they're religious, well, that's all hooey. They're going to teach them that nonsense and destroy every foundational thing you put in them and turn them against the parents and the United States and the Constitution. And so is it any wonder that there was a Quinnipiac poll in 2021, I believe, the Quinnipiac poll in the age group 18 to 35, they asked them, if the United States were invaded like the Russians invaded the Ukraine, would you stand up and defend your country? 48% said they would not. 18 to 35 year olds, 48%. They would not defend their own country if invaded. This is what this kind of education brings. It brings us down. And of course, you know, how are you going to, as a parent, you've got them for now a few hours. They're in school all day long. And during that time, a significant amount of the time is spent propagandizing them. And they're not learning the results we see in the schools. They're failing. Public schools are failing all over the country. You know, they're not learning to read, to write, to do arithmetic. This is insane. We have to attack the NEA lobby. You know, here's Tim Kaine. What's wrong? You know, there's transitioning in Virginia schools. No, that's really not an issue in schools in Virginia. Really? Rather than deal with the issues, like CRT. CRT is being taught in Virginia, Tim Kaine. No, actually, CRT is not being taught in Virginia. We all see it. Hello? He just will not be held accountable. He will not answer for controversy. He won't take a position.
But didn't he learn from McAuliffe? Didn't he learn anything from what happened to McAuliffe? In the debates in Virginia when he went up against Youngkin, didn't he learn anything from that?
You know,
oh,
what?
No, parents don't have a right to interfere with their kids' education. I'm like, what? Yeah.
All the way along, Tim Kaine was right with McAuliffe. They had the party line, right? This was a party line. CRT is not being taught in Virginia. Parents shouldn't interfere with the professional education being provided by the NEA's glorious teachers. And parents were livid, Loudoun County, absolutely, you know, overwhelmed with the reality that they were even taking control of their kids to the extent that they allowed a boy who dressed in a skirt to go into a girl's bathroom where he raped a girl. Then they didn't completely expel him from the school system. They hid the facts. They denied that they knew them at the superintendent level and the school board level, even though they did, and they moved him to another school where he did it again. So these people obviously are unfit to be in these positions. And did Tim Kaine utter a single peep about that? Did he condemn the school system for that? Did he condemn the supervisor who lied about it? Did he ever take a position? No. In fact, he did the opposite. He's all for this whole Department of Education rule that's pending that will cause every school in the country to have to make women's, girls, and women's bathrooms open to any biological male who says he thinks he's female. Okay, you talk about an invitation for perverts and sexual predators to abuse women. Are you kidding me? That's where we are?
Well, I mean, this goes on to your next topic about child abuse and pornography and providing porn to kids as child abuse. And I mean, we're looking at this Daily Wire article about the Virginia library director resigning after parents called for defunding over pornographic kids' books in the library. Well, the thing is if they're being taught that this is normal,
right,
to think like this, then what do they expect going to be the end result? And then they all of a sudden the parents find out about it, and it's like, okay, I'm going to go protest to the school board. And you have people like Scott Smith that ends up getting tackled by cops and handcuffed on camera, and it goes viral all over, and half of America doesn't like the man. He's only trying to defend his daughter's honor.
Right. And when you look at this whole situation, I mean, look, the Constitution, the First Amendment, does not protect obscenity and indecency. And it is obscene material that they're making available to kids in schools through public libraries. Are you serious? The number one obligation a school has is to protect children from abuse. They are to educate them, but while they're at school, to protect them from abuse. Instead, they're giving them the very means by which they can destroy morals, they can destroy their values, they can interfere with the parents' upbringing of the kids. Under the 14th Amendment of the Constitution liberty provision, the Supreme Court has recognized over and over and over again that parents have jurisdiction and control over the upbringing and education of their own children. Remember, the Amish have been recognized constitutionally as having control and rights over the upbringing and education of their children, even to the extent of excluding public education and, you know, the requirements of attendance to ensure that their own children are brought up consistently with their own values. That same right applies to every American parent. When you go to school with your child for the first day, and you see something that you think is offensive because it's pornographic or because it conveys a false image, like, for example, rather than the American flag in the classroom, they have the LGBTQ flag flying. You have an absolute right to say, look, my child will not be subjected to this indoctrination. And you have a right to insist upon it. And you know what? The solution to this thing is for parents to pull their kids out. It's gotten that bad. Well, I mean, when you can't trust when your daughter's at school. I mean, if my daughter were I pulled them out of public school. If my daughter were in a public school right now, I would be petrified. In Loudoun County right now, two of the high schools they're using as a pilot project that they'll expand, where they've made unisex bathrooms. Basically, in that high school, males and females can go to the same bathroom. Again, if a male identifies as female, he can go into the girls' bathroom, right? And so they have they created this unisex environment for the bathroom. Well, you know what? That's just nutty and insane. We have a duty, particularly, to protect women and girls against sexual predators and abuse. Can't we just think about this commonsensically? It's nuts.
We should be able to, but then, you know, every year I get a tax bill, and in there it has taxes for the school board, and I'm like, whoa, wait a minute. You want to raise my property taxes to pay for that agenda? I don't think so. Yeah. I got to do my Andy Looney here. I don't think so. it's just, I really just get bent when I see it, and it's like, look, we're going to have to do something about these property taxes, especially if our kids aren't attending public school. There's got to be some sort of adjustment for that. This is one of the reasons why they have the charter school stuff going on, you know, because they want the right to put their kid in a Christian school, and hope to God that we don't have another lockdown again where you're being told, well, your child has to stay home, but you still have to pay us.
Well, you know what?
Where's the equity in that?
So this Department of Education rule reinterprets Title IX to compel every bathroom, and I mean not just in schools, but every park, every government-funded facility has to make women and girls' bathrooms open to biological males who declare themselves female. And this requirement is enforced by saying if you don't do this, all your federal funding will be cut off. So yeah, this is happening. I mean, women are going to feel unsafe everywhere. Girls are going to be unsafe at school. Parents are going to rightfully remove their daughters, at least, from public school. because they're going to say, hey, look, I can't protect my kid at school anymore. Not with this nonsense. And that's what they deserve. They have gone so far that now rational parents are saying, okay, I got to take my kid out. And more that's going to happen. And that's a good thing. But you know what? We need true school choice everywhere. We need to be able to have people take their kids out and the money that was allocated for that kid go with them.
Wow. Man, that's a mouthful this morning, Jonathan Emard. We appreciate you being back on. I know you're going to be back on again, especially every time that something goes on with our president, former president, what they're trying to do to him and the political footing. We'll look at that from a constitutional angle with our favorite guy right here, constitutional attorney Jonathan Emard. Thank you so much for joining us today.
You bet.
God bless you, sir. We'll be back with Ed McCabe after these words. Stay with us.
Harmful organisms are everywhere affecting your health and well-being. Fortunately, there's a solution. Paratrex is a unique formula designed to help create an environment that's hostile to invading organisms. Made with a blend of herbs and other natural ingredients such as wormwood, which has often been used in traditional medicine as a dewormer. If unwanted organisms are affecting your health, Paratrex can help bring it all back in balance. Order today from thepowermill.com or call 877-817-9829. Are you tired of trying to figure out how to get all your fruits and vegetables into your busy lifestyle? OptiVita Complete Essentials provides you with 22 whole food vitamins and minerals, 29 fruits and vegetables, probiotics, antioxidants, and botanicals for ultimate health and nutrition. 30 individual packs, now less than $3 per day. Get your OptiVita Complete Essentials by calling 877-817-9829 or order online at thepowermall.com.
I don't know where to start. There's so many products you guys offer. I think one of the first things I ever ordered from you guys was your clay. The clay is miraculous. I could not do without that. And the charcoal, you know, you can get yourself in a bathtub to kind of help take the toxins out. So just those two alone, but I could go on to the OptiVita Silver Lozenges. Of course, then the Oregaresp and the P73, the oil of oregano, and your Vitamir toothpaste. Again, I could go on and on and on.
Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
My husband is a welder by trade, but he grinds his welding products, and he doesn't wear a helmet or a mask to do that. And he had this cruddy stuff in his lungs, and it just wasn't going away. And I heard you one time talking about the Sera enzyme for the lungs, and my goodness, I mean, he can breathe so much easier, and I don't hear that crud in his lungs. Thank you so very much.
To find out more about this product or others like it, go to our website at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Call 877-817-9829. That number again is 877-817-9829. Jay's standing by to take your call. Now more than ever, we need your support. Buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Boost your immune system naturally this year with oil of oregano, a potent germ killer. This is the true wild oregano oil P73, a blend of edible spices of wild oregano grown on natural mineral-rich soils. Research published in the International Journal of Food Microbiology found that oil of oregano is an excellent germicide capable of killing a wide range of fungi and bacteria. Get it today by visiting thepowermall.com or calling 877-817-9829.